Bourne with WOOC, and I'm here at the Troy City Council meeting as the council will vote on the resolution as to whether or not to make Troy a sanctuary city. And I'm here tonight with
Brian McCormick from the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. I'm here because I've seen what the outcome of sanctuary resolution looks like firsthand. So we passed a sanctuary resolution in Hudson, New York about a year ago. And prior to that, and even still, there's a lot of education that has to happen in the community. But there's been a lot of fear from the immigrant community to participate in public life, and especially to contact any type of agency when there's a problem. So we've had community members, you know, not go to court as a domestic violence victim. We've had people refuse to be witnesses at accidents because they're scared that that will tie in their immigration status. So there's a lot of issues around trust with agencies, specifically the police department, that can be changed and strengthened if a sanctuary policy is in place, in my experience.
How do you think it's going to go tonight? I heard that Tuesday night was pretty intense. Were you there for that?
I was not here for Tuesday night, but I am familiar with the opposition that folks are facing here in Troy and throughout the country and Columbia County as well. I think that the hearts and minds of people on a local level are in a different place than our national politics, and therefore I think they're going to prevail with a victory tonight for our community.
What are some other ways that folks can get involved? I see that you have Greenlight New York. As I understand it, it's an initiative to get folks licensed, driver's licenses and the like. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Right, so one of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement's main campaigns right now is the Greenlight New York campaign. It's a campaign that seeks to restore equal access to driver's licenses for all New Yorkers, regardless of immigration status. It was something that was available to immigrants prior to 9/11 and revoked afterward. So with the changes in the state legislature, we hope that we'll be able to win equal access this year.
Great. And where can folks find more information about the various campaigns that you have and the things that your organizations are doing? Where can they find you?
So you can find Ice Free Capital District on Facebook, and you can find the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement at sanctuarycolumbiacounty.org and on Facebook as well.
Thank you so much, Brian.
I'm Nandini Shashadri. I'm a single mom in Latham.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. And so what brought you here tonight?
For about 2 years now, since the 2016 election, I have been politically awakened and trying to activize on behalf of immigrants, especially since I personally am an immigrant. And I know the precarity of being in a situation where you don't have the right visa or you're waiting for the right visa to come to you. And so it basically just gave me a personal stake in this conversation. I've tried to volunteer as a translator with the legal project for the detainees at Albany County Correctional Facility, and worked with the Muslim Soup Kitchen Project a couple of times. So for me, the reason for coming to events like this is to talk and connect with people and maybe find more opportunities to give back and be part of the movement.
And what do you expect to see tonight? What do you hope to see happen from tonight's meeting?
I hope Troy becomes a sanctuary city. As a resident of Latham, I'm not actually part of Troy, but I'm like 10 minutes away, and I would love, love, love to see Troy become a more inclusive community officially on paper, because I know the residents here are great.
Great. And so what would you tell individuals, or I guess, yeah, immigrants in our community right now who want to get involved but they're afraid to, and they really don't know where to go? Like, what would you tell immigrants, and actually all communities, what would you tell them right now to encourage them to come out here?
I'm not sure that the onus of coming out here should be on the immigrants, really. It's on the rest of us who have a more secure visa status. Like, for example, I am a naturalized citizen, and that's one of the reasons I can use my voice and be here without any threat to myself or my family. A lot of immigrants may not have that same opportunity or that same freedom. So I think it falls on the rest of us to show up and speak up in their names.
I really appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much.
I'm the Vice President of the Troy Area Labor Council. I'm also a lead organizer with SEIU Local 200 United. We have many members who live and work here in Troy, New York. I'm going to keep my council brief this evening. There's a notion percolating that those opposed to this measure deserve to be heard. they're perfectly entitled to their opinions and able to voice them. But they do not have to be embraced as valid. They can and they should be ignored. From chattel slavery to Jim Crow laws to Japanese internment to the Chinese Exclusion Act to the MS St. Louis to the Defense of Marriage Act, and countless other times in American history, horrors have been enacted on people by legislative fiat. And just like tonight, there were some who aggressively advocated for the maintenance of those horrors. That to not do so, like some are saying tonight, would be illegal. But unjust laws must be challenged, both through legislation, like is being proposed tonight, and through collective action, like is also being engaged in tonight. In 1860, such a challenge was done right here in Detroit. Charles Nally was a runaway slave, many of you may know this story. He was a runaway slave captured in Detroit. He was detained by federal authorities. As people became aware of this, a large crowd, black and white, gathered outside and demanded his release. Harriet Tubman, an abolitionist and a woman who saved slavery herself, was in Troy as she made her way to Boston. She helped rally the crowd outside the building he was held in. She forced her way into the building and eventually tore him away from federal authorities. He helped him escape across the river, where he was briefly recaptured. There was then a small skirmish where some were shot by those federal authorities. But ultimately, he was able to escape, and a passerby handed the reins of his horse to help him flee the scene. And his freedom was eventually bought through the approved means at the time, but it was initially secured through collective action. My point here is to say that while voices of reaction might yelp that we must enforce our laws, we have more righteous examples to follow. Let us not reflect on this moment years from now, trying to reconcile with how we let an angry, belligerent minority lead us astray. Instead, let's rise to the occasion this evening, like the passerby who yielded his reins and his horse to Harriet Tubman, or Harriet Tubman, who literally seized him from federal authorities. Do not be moved by the voices of reaction and hate. Be brave tonight. Don't hide behind procedural excuses, and do not let ego interfere with doing the right thing tonight. And then I would also just add, to sort of conclude an anecdote that the PBA president shared earlier, the self-aggrandizing general in A Few Good Men was ultimately found guilty and arrested for
Okay, so can you give me your name, please, and what you do and why you're here tonight?
Yes, my name is Sean Collins. I'm the vice president of the Troy Labor Council. I'm also involved with the Troy Sanctuary campaign and Ice Free Capital District to a lesser extent, yeah.
So tonight you gave a really incredible speech. It really got the crowd going, and you had some really great points. Can you tell me a little bit as to why you are for the sanctuary city and your reaction to the other folks who came out to speak in opposition, as well as the PBA so-and-so? What are your reactions to some of those speeches?
I mean, I'm never surprised by the voices of reaction. They always go to fear. They always go to scare other folks, and they never engage in any sort of courage themselves. I think drawn to courage, and I think who is more courageous than folks who are really picking up their lives, fleeing terrible conditions to come to a place that where they can start anew and start over, and those folks, those are the folks I want to stand with. Those are the folks I do stand with. And aside from all of the obvious and statistics about how they don't contribute to crime and how they increase the economic vitality in our communities, those are all true and those are all important to highlight. But I think it also just comes down to no one is illegal. Borders are a farce, and people should be able to exist wherever they are.
Great. And what did the next steps look like for you and your organization in terms of this resolution and just the work in general with the immigrant community in Troy?
Yeah, in regards to the latter, I think we need to continue our outreach to the immigrant community in Troy. I hope this legislation passes tonight so that it'll maybe embolden folks to be a little bit more forthcoming to talk to us. I think we're going to continue to do the sort of mutual aid work that we've done with the immigrants that we have connected with. But I also think, you know, you have to obviously, you know, further our outreach and make those connections to those communities and bring them to the broader community, bring them to the service of the broader community, and really integrate them into our city, into our neighborhoods, into our you know, so in terms of tonight, I'm you know, fingers and toes crossed this passes. I know right now there is a lone holdout in terms of support, TJ Kennedy in South Troy. I hope he is persuaded by the speakers tonight. If not, we're going to continue to push to pass this, you know, sometime this year or early next year, hopefully this year. If it passes tonight, fantastic. And I think this is like we've been saying from the beginning, like this is merely affirming city policy. So now we're going to build and enhance on that policy. What else can be done? I mean, communities across the Hudson Valley are passing resolutions in support of Greenlight New York, which would allow undocumented folks to get a driver's license. Kingston, I think it was Newburgh or Poughkeepsie, that passed legislation establishing municipal IDs for undocumented folks, you know, and so stuff like that. I think this opens the conversation, and then the possibilities become limitless until, you know, I guess, I don't know, we eliminate citizenship as a thing, you know, just generally.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Not a problem.
I'm here with Tommy Weddington, local Troy resident, and I just want to get some of your reflections, your thoughts about what's going on right now. I know that we've been here for about an hour and a half listening to various citizens really give their hot take on the Troy resolution becoming a sanctuary city. We were just told we have about 20 people left. What are your thoughts and feelings so far after what you've heard and what you've seen tonight?
I think that, you know, my thoughts and feelings are essentially that, well, I think numerically and objectively, there's been more pro speakers, right? I think we've probably heard maybe 15 people in the time that we've been here, probably around 40 so far, and I think that there have only been about 3 who are against, right? So as far as like a representation of the community, it definitely shows that the community is in support, right? I think as far as the substance of what people have been saying, the opposition has more been a kind of principled opposition to immigration overall, but not very much kind of dealing with the particularity of the actual resolution. So I definitely just want to say it seems like the people who are for it are overwhelmingly for it, and also a lot more, their support is a lot more tied to the actual content of what the resolution says.